I Don't Do Club Dates. Book and lyrics by Isidore Elias. Music by Randy Klein. Featuring Larry Keith, Charles Pistone, Susan Jacks, Jonathan Long, and Lou Rogers. From a reading presented at BMI in April 1990.
The year is 1971. New York City expects the World Trade Center to be completed on time, 2 years from now. Times Square is a seedy red light district. Fashionistas in polyester pants and layered hair scorn the faded denim crowd. It's been a year since the Beatles' breakup, but the pop music industry is flourishing. Disc jockeys spin vinyl on the radio, not at private parties like weddings and bar mitzvahs. Music for those affairs is provided live by freelance musicians who make good union wages for their services. Our story opens at the end of one of these club dates. Artie Bonet, nay Arturo Bonanno, performs the affair's final number.
It's time to call it a night. And though we wish we could stay, if we don't call it a night right now, we'll soon have nothing left to play. We had a wonderful time. Hey, wasn't the party complete? We talked and laughed and sang and danced. We all got plenty to eat. It's time to straighten that tie. It's time to put on those shoes. If we don't call it a night right now, we're gonna run out of booze. Ladies and gentlemen, your beloved host, Mr. and Mrs. Mike and Lee Levine, wish to thank you for sharing the joy on this night of the Benjamin Sweet 16. I mean, Bar Mitzvah. We had a great time. You've been a great crowd. Give yourselves a hand. You've been dancing to the music of the Red Banana Orchestra. And on behalf of the band, thanks from the bottom of our hearts. You've made the night a big success. Until we meet again, good night. Please drive home safely and God bless. It's time to go get the car. Don't stiff the parking valet. Make sure that envelope gets to Benjamin as you go on your way. It's time to call it a night. And though I wish we could stay, if we don't call it a night right now, call it a night right now. If we don't call it a night, we'll soon be calling it a day.
Artie's dad, Red Bonanno, runs an office that books gigs for the bands he puts together.
Red Bonanno Orchestra! One moment, please. It's Maxi Squadron, Local 805.
Great. How are you doing, Maxi? So-so. Sure I can. What do you want to know? What I think of the union, my favorite institution. My pension contribution. May you sent the check?
You said I should.
She sent the check.
Oh.
About a week ago. What do you mean, full deck? Do me a favor, make me a copy, send it out today. I'll check it against my records. If you're in the right, whatever I owe, I'll pay.
Red's weak heart and weakness for alcohol have put an end to his performing days. He dreams of retiring and handing the business to his son.
Pompano Beach, it's more than a change in a latitude. Pompano Beach, it's more than the ocean. It's more than the sand and the sun. Pompano Beach is an attitude. Cause the days are bright and the nights are breezy, and a guy kills time and taking it easy.
Living his life just like he oughta, in a little condominium right on the water.
Sheila Burns, an aspiring singer-songwriter, doesn't know it yet, but she's the woman of Artie's dreams. Presently, she's engaged to Bruno Mandelbaum, a caterer. Bruno wants their wedding to be a spectacular showcase to attract clients for his lavish new Bensonhurst catering hall, the Abracadabra Manor. Sheila does not share his enthusiasm.
You're turning the whole thing into a business scam, and it's pissing me off. My lamb.
Is there something we can do to get us past this blockage, my dear?
Let's get this over with. Let's finish it fast. I know I promised I would have patience, Bruno, but you know that won't last. Let's get this over with. I'm not having fun. Our marriage seems to be getting stale, and it hasn't even begun.
Another catering hall.
Ba 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 boom ba boom.
Baby, you're a big girl now. You're a blossom that's about to bloom. Maybe you can tell me how you got that ba 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 boom. Are you really little Susie? Baby, you're a big girl now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Susie and her parents, Rick and Mickey Colonimus, tell me the dinner is about to be served across the hall in the beautiful cotillion room. You're listening and dancing to the music of the Red Banana Orchestra.
Consentimento e cotucciano.
We're going to take a short break right now, but when we come back, we'll continue celebrating Susie's Sweet 16 with the hijinks of Zippy the Chip and music, music, music.
And his senior partner, Frances, who happens to be his mother, see Artie perform at a Sweet 16 party, and they think he'll be the perfect MC for their wedding spectacle.
Are you and your band available on...
You gotta talk to my father if you want to talk bookings.
How can I get in touch with him?
Take the number off one of those balloons.
I'll do that. It'll be a hoop to talk to him after all those years.
It's been a pleasure, Mrs. Mandelbaum.
It's amazing. You're really just like...
Just like him. There it goes again. Just like him. Well, if I'm really just like him, I don't like me. And if I don't like me, people like me won't like me. He's my father, so I have to love the guy. But I think I'd rather die than be just. I am not like him. I was meant for greater things, not these second-rater things. Singing schlock while the waiters sling and slop at the slobs in a hole of the catering hall. Hell, me like him, me, no way I'm gonna be like him. Living life up a tree like him, no way. I would rather work for free than not like him. I am not like him.
Sheila has an inspiration. If Bruno and his mother are going to get something out of the wedding, why shouldn't she?
I'm going to sing at our wedding in honor of becoming your wife. I'm going to lift my voice in song on the happiest day.
Sheila, I'm late.
I'm going to sing at our wedding. My repertoire will paint a tableau of the joy and the bliss we'll be sharing on the happiest day we'll ever know.
Can we discuss this when I get back from work?
Stay put, Bruno, or I'll pop you. A wedding night is meant for rejoicing.
This is business, Sheila.
Not only for the guests, but for the groom.
Dear.
And for the bride. There's nothing wrong
Mrs. Mandelbaum visits Red to make him the Abracadabra Manor offer. Red is not happy to see her. He has painful memories of their past.
Some nights I drive into Manhattan. I'll kill some time and catch a show. Behind the neon lights on 42nd Street, I see the theaters where we go. Walk up to 51st and Broadway, a little bar that's got a view. I see the neon lights reflected on the street. I remember you.
Red accepts the Abracadabra Manor offer because it will help him realize his Pompano dream. He calls Artie to his office to tell him the good news.
Sit down, Artie. Pull up a chair. I guess you want to know how come I called you here. I'm thinking this over for a long time, son. So don't interrupt me till I'm done. Maybe you don't notice or you don't want to see, but I ain't so healthy as I used to be. It stinks to think about it, but it's time we did. Your old man's turned into an old man, kid.
That's a crock, you're a rock.
Don't interrupt. When I was getting started, I was just like you. Music was the only thing I cared to do. Then I met your mother, rest in peace. Then you came, and I had to learn to make a dollar in this game.
You're allowed to be proud.
Don't interrupt. It was all for you. It wasn't any fun, but I came through. Could I held out and joined a big name crew? But you don't depend on luck when you're looking for a buck. It was all for you.
Yeah, well, you've done a terrific job, Pop. But what was it you wanted to talk to me about?
Let me finish. Maybe this is something I don't say to you enough, but you're good, kid. You could be number one if you only had a chance to show off your stuff.
That's what I say, Dad.
Don't interrupt me, son. I'm gonna give you that chance.
How?
By making you the boss here.
The boss?
Yeah, I got it all figured out. See, I'm looking at a beautiful condo in Pompano Beach.
Pompano?
Yeah. I figure if I go down in the fall and stay the winter, I can come back in the spring, help you with the wedding season.
Dad.
Summers, I'll run things while you go on vacation.
Dad, I...
Yeah, before you know it, you won't need me anymore, and that'll suit me just fine.
Yeah, but Dad...
This is all for you. The bottom line depends on what you do. Maybe this ain't about your dream come true, but it's everything I've got, and at least you got a shot. This is all for you.
Just not the kind of shot I had in mind.
What do you mean it's not the shot?
I don't want to be stuck doing club dates the rest of my life.
Artie, you're 32 years old. You're going to slot again with the pop stars?
Who's this pop star? You know, I'm just saying there's other things I can do with my life.
Like what? So you got talent. Everybody's got talent. So what?
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about everybody, Dad.
What are you busting your nuts for? There's bums with more talent than you on the street. Holes in their pockets, rags on their feet, singing for nickels to get what to eat. What are you busting me in the putts for? This operation's a going thing. I promise you, it's gonna pay. I can't believe it. I give you a shot, and you're ready to throw it away. You got a future with me, a piece of the pie.
I don't wanna be just like him.
You got a future with me, the limit's the sky.
I'm not gonna be just like him.
You got a future with me, why would I lie?
I'd rather pop a pill and die.
It's the truth. You got a future with me.
Maybe you don't notice or you don't wanna see, but there's other things in life I think I still could be. Maybe I'm pulling my chain, maybe not, but it's still, I'll never find out till I get myself a shot.
I'm giving you a shot, you little snot.
Don't interrupt! This is all for you. you're saying it's for me, but it's for you.
What are you talking about?
You go to Florida, sleep and drink, while I drop everything and pick up the stink coming off of this load of crap you think I should haul for you.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute. You think this business is a load of crap?
I'm sorry.
My business? Our business?
It's just a...
Yeah, I know. You're thinking you're worth more than you're getting now. All right, look, all I can tell you is don't look at now.
Dad,
but don't look at now. You got brains. Use them. Before you know it, you'll be bigger than Morty Mann.
Dad.
I know. Very sudden. I don't expect an answer right away. Think it over.
But there's nothing to think about.
Think it over. I'm gonna grab a bite. You wanna come?
I got things to do.
Don't forget the singer.
Don't worry about it. And Dad, no cocktails.
Don't worry about it.
Artie exits. He and Red pause on either side of the door.
All for you. I always put myself on call for you. Why did I work until I'm almost dead?
Why don't I do what I want instead?
Why do I always beat my head against the wall for you?
Artie agrees to do one last club date. When he's told that the bride intends to perform with the band, he goes to see her solo lounge act in a saloon near the Long Island Railroad.
Ladies and gentlemen, the other side of Sheila Byrne. How'd you like to listen to the song I wrote? The song I wrote. The song I wrote. How'd you like to listen to the song I wrote? I wrote it for people like you. I'm the one who thought up every word and note. There's not one quote in the song I wrote. I'm the one who thought up every word and note, devoted to people like you. On the other hand, maybe you prefer a more familiar tune, a sing-along song. We'll get to that soon. But if you'd rather listen to the song I wrote, the song I wrote, I'll clear my throat. Only last night. And it's about, well, that's what you're about to discover, isn't it? I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoyed writing it. You're rubbing me the wrong way. Doing it on purpose. You're rubbing me the wrong way. You're making me nervous. You're rubbing me the wrong way. As if I was a fool. Keep your fingers to yourself. Please don't be cruel. If you were a man, all the right moves you know. And you wouldn't be rough, you'd be gentle and slow. If you were a man, you would lend me a hand, instead of always handling me like I am a magic lamp. Stop rubbing me.
Don't rub me the wrong way. Love me tonight.
Artie is smitten. He agrees to help with her arrangements. Red knows that if Artie quits, there's little chance he'll be able to keep the Abracadabra Manor contract. Embittered by his dependence, he recalls the days when he was as much in demand as his son is today.
Back in the 40s, those were the years. They liked it when a melody would pickle their ears. The rhythm was never the same as the beat. You danced in a ballroom, not in the street. When someone needed music in the neighborhood, they said nobody else in Bunsenhurst can play it as good as Red. Red Bonanno, the skinny singing Neapolitano. Red Bonanno, a kitten on the keys and a piano. If you're having a bash or a school soiree, he's got the greatest little harpers in the band today. Business was great. 7 nights a week, the band was doing a date. We did the mambo, samba, and the bunny hop. We did it fast and slow, and we wouldn't stop until the party did. And they would beg for more. They said the Red Bonanno band knows what music is for. Red Bonanno, the man of many moons on the piano. Red Bonanno, con sentimento e con dulciano. If you're having a bash or a small soiree, he's got the greatest little combo in the city today. Back in the 60s, things began to change. Popular music got ugly and strange. Kid began to ask for rock and roll. First it was the monkey and the slop and the stroll. But when sophisticated people said whatever became of civilized music, they think of my name, Red. What you pay for with Bananas Band. If you're having a bash or a small soiree, it's the greatest little office in the business today.
Red Bonanno.
I'm Red Bonanno.
Red Bonanno.
I still know what's what. Now it looks like I gotta get out there and explain it to these idiots all over again. Red Bonanno.
Working closely in Sheila's apartment, chemistry, wine, and Sheila's resentment of Bruno leads to a steamy indiscretion. Artie is enamored. He declares that Sheila must call off the wedding. Sheila sees things differently.
Oh, my God. I didn't do this. I couldn't have. I'm getting married tomorrow. Oh, my God. Artie! Yeah. Artie, wake up. Yeah. Get dressed.
Good morning.
It isn't morning. It's 11. Christ, I'll be here any minute.
Was it good for you, Sheila?
Get dressed, Andrew!
Oh, it was wonderful.
Shut up and move.
Artie pulls on his pants.
I have to say I'm surprised at myself. I know you hear all kinds of stories about musicians, but...
Look, can't you dress any faster than that?
I'm doing the best I can, Sheila.
Maybe you should finish outside.
Won't that look great if I run into Bruno?
Oh, you're right. All right, finish here. Comb your hair. Spread out those elite sheets so it looks like we've been working. Hurry!
I'm hurrying. Calm down, Sheila.
You're right. You've got to be calm. Gotta be cool. We've got to be mature about it. Keep it in perspective. This is one of those grown-up things that happens to grown-up people. We've gotta be mature about it if we stay objective. We've gotta be honest with ourselves and face up to what we've done.
What do you think we've done?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
That's not true.
Nothing. Not a thing at all.
Where were you?
Too much wine, too much excitement. We'll be fine knowing tonight that nothing.
Wait a minute.
Nothing happened.
I think you call it happened nothing. You and I not a minute ago.
Don't flatter yourself into thinking that this slip-up was a plan. It was nothing but an accident. use of the door. I think I may heave now. I feel like a little whore.
But Sheila!
Nothing happened.
Sheila!
Nothing!
But Sheila, something wonderful happened. Something good, beautiful, and real. Something you are not gonna bury or undo. You should be very happy. Happy that it happened.
Nothing happened.
Something that was meant to happen happened.
All right, okay. Something did happen. Now what?
You can't go through with the wedding.
You're insane.
There's still time to call it off.
Go splash cold water on your face.
Well, didn't you just say we have to face up to...
Marty, listen to me. Flipping through the pictures doesn't mean you've read the book. Giving a great audition doesn't mean you've got the lead.
But it could convince the people involved to rethink what they need.
You don't quit your job if you simply need a rest.
But you quit it if you realize it's a job that you detest.
Marty decides he's going to stop the wedding. The night of the wedding finally arrives. Francis greets Red at the entrance of the Abracadabra Manor.
Where's Artie?
Artie. He's going to be,
You better not be late.
Where do you want the boys to set up for the preheat?
Straight through the portico to the Dolly Madison room. Go left at the Maharaja Rock Garden.
Bruno intrudes into Sheila's bridal chamber.
You're making a fool of yourself.
Am I?
You're making a fool of my mother.
Am I?
You're making a fool of me.
Give yourself a little more credit, Bruno.
Sheila, face the facts. You're second rate. So do the right thing. It's not too late.
Bruno?
Sheila?
Say another word, and I'll pop you.
Francis greets Artie at the entrance.
Thank God you're here.
Did I miss the ceremony?
We're still having smorgasbord.
Thank God.
Meanwhile, back at the bridal chamber.
It isn't only your dress, Sheila.
Bruno!
It isn't only your shoes.
Bruno, I'm warning you.
It isn't only your willingness to disgrace us all by parading around the stage like a whore.
Red is happy and relieved to see Artie.
I won't forget this, son.
Forget it.
It came through for me. A man comes through, you don't forget.
I'm not here to work.
Meanwhile, back at the bridal chamber.
All right, Sheila, I'll be big about it.
Thank you.
We have to be in control when we walk into the chapel.
I agree.
There's no reason to let a dress and a handful of songs ruin the entire evening.
Thank you, darling. You're making me very happy.
I'm not going to let you do it.
Bruno!
I am not going to let you ruin months of work for the sake of your petty, insignificant, selfish, silly...
A door crashes open.
Sheila!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here to...
Finish planning the bride's idiotic spectacle, I know. We'll make it fast.
Get out.
You can't go through with this.
Get out of here.
I love you.
You're insane.
I know.
Get out!
You still have time to set yourself straight.
Please.
Please come away with me. It's not too late.
Artie can beg and plead all he wants. Sheila's determined to go through with the wedding. In the chapel, May gets her big break.
All in a moment to become one. Only a vow, and now it's done. One single moment lasting forever. Beginning here and now.
Now that the knot's been tied, it's time to celebrate. Since Artie still refuses to get on the bandstand, Red, highball in hand, takes charge.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, do me a favor, get to your table, clear the floor, then I'll be able to introduce the entrance of the bride and the groom. The bride, by the way, has asked me to mention that this affair is the latest invention of two of her favorite people in the world and in the room. Mama Frances, hubby Bruno. The heart and soul of the fabulous lavish Abracadabra Manor. The catering hall that knows your wishes and puts them onto trays and dishes. Remember to call the manor first for all your catering needs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the bride and the groom.
Bruno and Francis enter triumphantly. Sheila is nowhere to be seen. The festivities continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Usually this is the part of the party when we get the best man up here to start teeing off on a toast in honor of the bride and the groom. But this isn't usually, folks, because we're blessed with a man that's better than the best, and he's got a few words to say before the festivities resume. Ladies and gentlemen, the groom.
Red, champagne glass in hand, hands Bruno the microphone.
Instead of drinking a toast to me, let's honor the thing that means most to me. Let's raise a glass to the Abracadabra Manor. The catering hall where all your dreams come true. Mrs. Mandelbaum's Abracadabra Manor. The catering hall that knows your wishes and puts them onto trays and dishes. Remember to call the manor first for all your catering needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, do me a favor. Get to your table, clear the floor, then I'll be able... Oh, we already cleared the floor. If we want a happy couple to get off on the right feet, they got to be a couple with a couple of pairs of light feet. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make this bum get a hold of Sheila and bring her up here to do their first dance as Mr. and Mrs. Bruno Mandelbaum.
Sheila is escorted in rather forcefully by Francis.
These two never told me their favorite tune. So as a personal gift to the families, I'm going to sing them one of mine.
Snifter in hand, invites all the guests to join in the dancing. Francis cuts in on Bruno and Sheila.
Time to change partners, Bruno.
But this is our first...
Bruno, business.
Bruno attends to business in the bridal chamber as Sheila gets into the red dress.
Even Aunt Sheila, compromise.
I have compromised. Most of the time you promised me.
Double the time you're up there, only please take off that dress.
15 minutes is all I rehearsed.
A door crashes open.
Sheila! There's another routine. Do your worst. The sooner we put it behind us, the sooner we'll... Wait a minute. Why haven't I seen you on the bandstand?
Oh, as soon as we're finished here, I'm going to get right up there.
Never mind. Just do what you're here to do. And see if you can get her to take off that dress.
what you get yourself into, Sheila.
I'm warning you.
Look what you let yourself in for.
I'm not going to warn you again.
Leave with me.
I said, I'm not going to warn you again.
Leave with me now.
Artie, please, I have to get ready.
Tell me you love him.
I have an act to do.
Let's
with
hear you
I
say
I have to prepare.
Tell me you love
him. Artie.
And I'm already gone.
Keep away from me.
Tell me you love
get
him.
Get back.
Show me the way it consumes you.
He kisses her. Meanwhile, out in the ballroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, clear the tables. Get to the floor. I got an announcement about your dinner.
What about dinner?
It's on its way. So while we're taking a break, the strolling musicians... Strolling musicians? The strolling musicians will come to your table and play whatever you say. So eat hearty, folks. Because when me and the guys get back, you're in for a swell surprise from the bride. Only the bride, only the bride. So ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy your dinner.
Red stumbles off the bandstand. Meanwhile, in the bridal chamber.
We can't do this. We can't. It's my wedding night.
Break it up.
Frances insists that Artie vacate the premises. So does Sheila. Defeated, he leaves. On his way out, he comes across Red, drunk, in the lobby of the Abracadabra Manor.
What do I do, kid? You think I do things because I hate you? I hand you a going business because I want to see you suffer? I want to make sure you got a living because I'm your enemy? It was all for
me, Pop. I know. You shouldn't have wasted your time.
You think I wasted my time?
What made you think I wanted to end up like you?
Get out of here. Artie. I never thought I was wasting time. Just turned out like that.
Only time. You get so much time. Only so much time for building a world that's got all that a world is supposed to. So you use it for chasing some two-bit dream that you never get anywhere close to. But you still got time. Got plenty of time.
So you look at the world that you already have and say, how can I make this better? And you fill it with things that you don't really need.
But things never make things better. You got time. What's the time for? One day there's somebody else, and he only has you to depend on. And the two-bit crap that you want for yourself, you don't have the time to spend on. 'Cause he's all you have, 'cause he's all there is. And you're building a world that you want to be his. And you finally know what your whole life is for. You give all that you have, and you want to give more. There's time, only so much time.
Maybe I'm making a mess of my life. It's not up to you to save me. I'm trying to make a success of my life. The life that you gave me, give it time. We have time.
Only time.
Swearing this will be his final club date, Artie agrees to take over on the bandstand.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were promised a surprise with your dinner, and I'm happy to say I'm not it. But we've kept you in suspense long enough. So without any further delay, ladies and gentlemen, the bride!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for showing up in this miserable weather. just to see me. Now it's time for that portion of the evening I've personally been looking forward to most. Are we ready? How'd you like to listen to the song I wrote? The song I wrote. The song I wrote. How'd you like to listen to the song I wrote? I wrote it for people like you. La, 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 la. Don't you have something to do? The little boys' room is next to the Maharaja Rock Garden. You can use the parking lot if it's crowded in there.
Sheila.
I'm the one who thought up every word and note. There's not one quote in the song I wrote. Will you please leave the stage?
Sheila.
I'm the one who thought up every word and note. Devoted to people like...
Sheila, I love you.
Go away.
I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this woman and she loves me.
I hate you.
Sheila flees the bandstand. Artie runs after her.
Hold it, Artie. What are we supposed to do?
Keep playing!
Playing what?
Whatever the hell you want!
One by one, the band members go into a high decibel improvisation.
Make them stop that awful noise!
Sheila!
Get away from me!
Back up and take charge, you little son of a bitch!
Ruined my beautiful wedding! People, 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 this is the moment we've all been waiting for! People, 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 the bride is going to cut the cake! The bride is going to cut the cake!
Time to cut the cake, dear!
Will you knock it off? Hey, be flat.
We all want a piece of the cake. We all want a piece of the cake. It took the baker so long to make. We all want a piece of the cake.
Bruno, I'm warning you.
We had the potatoes and steak. Our tummies are starting to ache. But there's still so much to partake of. Let's get a piece of the cake.
Take the knife, Sheila.
There's not a friend or relative in this room who doesn't want to wish the bride and groom a sweet and rich and beautiful life. So come on, Sheila, use the knife.
Stop
the whole party. You all want a piece of the cake. And coffee to keep us awake. To pass it up would be a mistake. We all want a piece of the, all want a piece of the, all.
Plunges her hand into the wedding cake and smashes a piece of it into Bruno's face. A fistfight between bride and groom ensues. Red returns to the bandstand and tries to restore order. He stumbles. This time, it's not because of the alcohol.
Call me when you're blue. You can count on me to you through. Count on me to assure you.
Red drops to his knees.
Keep playing, keep playing. Don't stop, keep playing. Finish the song.
Red falls to the floor.
Finish the song.
Artie returns to the bandstand and looks down helplessly at his father.
Go ahead, kid, finish the song.
Red blacks out.
When your nights are bare and cold, and you need a hand to hold, I guarantee you can count on me.
Another time, another gig, another catering hall. On the bandstand, Artie and his new bride, Sheila, work the crowd. Near the bandstand, a suntanned Red Bonanno smiling proudly.
Baby, you're a big girl now.
Sweet, sweet, sweet 16.
She's a neat. Ladies and gentlemen, sweet, Angie and Frank Casuto want to thank you all for helping them celebrate the sweet 16 of their lovely daughter, Alexandria and Teresa.
Sweet.
You're
sweet.
Listening and dancing to the music of the Red Bonanno Orchestra.
Sentimento e conduciano.
We're not the biggest, but we are the best. And we're bound to get better. Just like Alexandria and Teresa.
The Casutos want you to know that the newspapers and the bag of bagels you'll be receiving on your way out want to help you keep the party going all through Sunday.
And now, to help us thank you for being
being such a wonderful crowd. Direct from his extended engagement with a chaise lounge at Pompano Beach, the founder and guiding light of our little orchestra, Mr. Red Banana.
Call me when you're blue. You can count on me.
To call it a night.